Praise God, praise God. Welcome to the rest of the news. I know it's not 8:06 on Sunday evening, so it shouldn't be the Black Heart Conservative, but Dr. Frank Simon usually is here at 12 noon on 970 on Saturdays, and he had to be away this week. And I'm going to give him some congratulations. He had to go to his granddaughter's graduation. And that is a wonderful time, and it's a great time for grandparents and their children. The kids want to run in another direction because that's where all their buddies are, but they want to make sure the grandma and granddad know how they're feeling, you know, and share it with them. So let's hope they have a wonderful afternoon. And, you know, God bless Dr. Simon and his family. And I don't know which granddaughter it is. And I don't know whether it's high school or college, but both are accomplishments. So congratulations, young lady. And Dr. Simon, he and I have been friends for quite a while. And I guess he's willing to trust me with his baby. And I ain't going to mess it up. I'm not going to get nuts like I do on Sunday nights sometimes, you know. I will be a good guy. I want to remind everybody that Dr. Simon, one of the most important things to him now, since we were able to get the prayer law passed, the prayer in the House and in the Senate state level. Now we need to act like we have a right. If you want to maintain a right, that means you have to be active on it. And he has found some Bible studies for students in public schools. They get to use the schools just like any other group would. And so if you have a willing and an able young person who is interested in leading Bible studies, he has some curricula that they can use to do it in an organized fashion. And if you're interested in that, call 893-2444. And usually it's Eileen, sometimes it's Cindy. They will take your order, and they will get, if the proper person will get to you and get your information and everything, and you can do that. One of the ways that the left begins to think that it can bully everybody around is one of the weaknesses of the conservative movement. We have a tendency to most of the time avoid conflict. And when somebody, you know, acts off, well, we just kind of shift around and move away. They never do. They operate by the principle of the dialectic, where you push as far as you can. And when you can't push any farther, then you take a step back. You kind of rut the ground a little bit, and then you come running back again. And you hit it as hard as you can and push it as far as you can again until it stops. And that's the dialectic. It's kind of like conservatives are like a nail, and liberals are like a hammer. And conservatives think that because the force that was pushing against them relents, that they have won. Okay, like the nail probably thinks it's winning every time the hammer leaves, but then the hammer comes back. And we have to realize that we can't be nails. We have to be hammers too. We have to utilize our rights. We have to utilize our privileges and know the difference between rights and privileges. But if you want someone to take advantage of you and push you out of the cultural marketplace, all you got to do is act like you don't really want conflict. You don't want to argue with anybody. You know, let's just have a good time. Let's live and let live. It ain't happening. And we should know that by now, since 1948, when Hugo Black first came up with this idea about separation of church and state. You know, and we're just now, after 62 and all this ensuing years, now all of a sudden in the state of Kentucky, we have a law where young people, if they choose to, you know, pray, if they choose to start a Bible club, they can. If they want to, we can look into the law and find out what our rights are and move right along. Now, I hate looking into a law to find out what our rights are, since the Constitution clearly lays it out that Congress, and it's been expanded to mean any governmental entity, shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So why we all of a sudden have to have a law to be passed in a state so that our kids can pray in school is beyond me. That's only because we sat back too long and too much and avoided the argument. So Call Dr. Simon, 893-2444. The answer, you can call now. Leave your information on the answering machine, and Eileen or Cindy will get to you. We had kind of a rough week, didn't we? I mean, it's like every day there's a new story about something Trump did or Trump said. And I mean, it's like every day. You're talking about that hammer I was just talking about a minute ago? That's a jackhammer. You remember? Zach's laughing at me, but you remember jackhammer? Always had the big fat guy on it, and he'd hang his stomach up over it. And so he could have both hands on the handles, and his stomach would help him hold it down, like me. That's what they're doing. This is a jackhammer. I remember I had to get a hammer drill. I was trying. I used to have a house that was born way back that was built in the 40s. And nobody knew. I couldn't run a drill into the concrete. I wanted to put up a weightlifting machine. And I couldn't get a drill in the concrete. So I finally, I went to the hardware store and I told them, I said, can't get it in. They said, what kind of concrete is it? I said, I don't know. It was built in 41. He said, you had some master concrete masons back there. He said, there's no telling what kind of formula they liked when they mixed the concrete. And all of them had their favorites, and you'd have to find that guy to find out what kind of concrete he poured, because now it's standard, you know. Told me, I said, how am I going to drill? I need to drill holes in this concrete. He said, well, you can get a hammer drill. So I ended up having to spend, I think, $80 or $90 back then on a hammer drill. And I went in and I put it on the right setting, and that drill went into that concrete like butter, you know? And right now the liberals are trying to go through us like butter. And it doesn't help when we have members of our own team literally undercutting us and actually giving hints to the other side of how to attack and what to say. I have absolutely no more respect for McCain. I've always tried to cut him some slack because I believed him to be a true conservative. But whenever it comes down, push to shove, whenever push to shove comes down, he always goes left. I thank him for his service, his heroism. But Doc, that don't get you no slack anymore for me. You know, and not that you care, not that you're even listening. But that's just, this is not a good thing, what we see in here. Never Trumpers don't understand. Whether we like it or not, he won the primary. He has won the presidency. And he is the bull in the harness, pulling the cart. Whether you like it or not, when he goes down, you go down. Because I promise you, the base is watching you. And the base has been replacing moderate Republicans hand over fist every ensuing election. Do you want to do that? It's not like he's going in a direction that's not conservative. You just don't like the guy. Your pride can't stand the fact that he beat you. Well, who are you? We didn't agree with you. So come on around, since you want to hold a moniker Republican, I'll leave. Now, I know the majorities, we may lose majorities if we do that. But at least we know where we stand, and maybe the rest of the party will begin to act like we're in a fist fight and that we need to be a hammer drill too. We don't need to be letting them go through us like butter. There needs to be some respect for the position of the presidency of the United States, because the individual that's there won it fair and square based on the rules of the game. They put up a horrible candidate. They put up a candidate that no one has liked their entire public life. If it was not her husband, she would never have been elected even to senator of New York, in New York. Bill is like the gilded lily. He keeps coming back. He knows how to shine. Anyway, this is the Black Heart Conservative in for Dr. Frank Simon and the rest of the news. So it's coming down to a break. We'll be right back. 970 AM, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Simon. I'm an allergist and family doctor, board certified in both allergy and internal medicine. I specialize in allergy, headaches, sinus, hives, cough, asthma, hypertension, and diabetes. We're located at 1404 Browns Lane near Norton Suburban Hospital. Our phone number is 895-5088. We can see you tomorrow.
Dr. Simon left me a note here. It says, President Trump is taking suggestions online. Oh, help me, Lord Jesus. Whitewater. I got Clinton on the brain. Somebody help. Y'all pray for me. It's whitehouse.gov. Excuse me, whitehouse.gov. And there you, if you fish around, you'll be able to find an area where they're asking for suggestions to the Office of Management and Budget. What programs should be, would you like to see slated? Personally, I like the Office of Education. I think it's way too powerful and it's done, since the Office of Education has been in existence, the quality of education across the nation has gone down. You'd have to be kind of old to actually realize that. But that was about the time suddenly I began to notice that the teaching of American history, which was always derelict. Don't get me wrong, because number one, I'm an African American, and the only place my people showed up was when they're talking about the Civil War and setting us free and how we gleefully walked off down the road to freedom. It was never a complete history, but they began to literally at this point, I don't even believe, I talk to young people quite often and they know nothing about American history. They know nothing even about the wall. When the wall fell, that's only 30 years ago. You know, and you have some young people who are less than 30 years ago in school who were never taught anything about the significance of the wall. Not even in what they call world history. It's just not there anymore. Well, all of these changes, all these traditional common sense ideas about what people needed to have a basic knowledge of when they got out of high school, all of these things have shifted to a whole bunch of indoctrinational situations, social justice kind of moves, and you can't say this, you can't say that, and they're more worried about bullying than teaching people how to get along with each other regardless. Because you're always going to have a bully. Once you leave high school, safe space don't work anymore, you know. And, you're going to have to learn how to do the dance. And you when you're in school, it costs less. When you're young, it doesn't cost as much. But this idea of turning bullying into an opportunity for a lot of social justice entrances into our children's educational life is wrong. But it's backed up by the Department of Education. They love to take our money and tax money, and then they come back and dangle it as a carrot over our heads after taxing us in our income tax. They, you know, then they like to come and dangle our money over our heads. Another one for me would be the EPA. The EPA takes people's land, or it may as well. It doesn't allow them to use their land. And I'm sure there are cases where they have literally taken land. They act more like a law enforcement agency than they do an environmental protection agency. They've got what do they need with guys running around with guns when really what they're supposed to be doing is sending people letters and telling them stuff and tell them to get a lawyer and you got a hearing there, a hearing there, you know. But they got, in the last 7-8 years, these guys are running around with holsters. You'd think they were police officers. And there's so much that can happen to an individual once you get involved in the Environmental Protection Agency, where there, you know, due process is something, the definition of due process changes. You get what they call due process. Due process, as is described in the Constitution, does not enter their definition. Those would be my two ideas. I don't know what occurs to you, but whitehouse.gov, streamlining executive branch, and it's going to be until June the 12th. So it's not like you get to just throw stuff against the wall forever. Go on and contact whitehouse.gov about streamlining the executive branch. And he's starting with his own branch. He ain't going after the departments yet, but the administration. Yeah, he's in charge of administering those branches. Exactly. What's wrong with me? You hit me, Zach. Smack me in the head. You know, I almost went to sleep there for a minute. But, you know, until June the 12th. But you have till 2 days before my birthday. I thought they'd drop it in there in case somebody wanted to send me a gift. Maybe one day on Sunday after the show, we can talk and you can ask me what I want. Marianne looking at me with a weird look on her face for a second there. Oh, she's reading the paper. It might not have been me. It might have been the Courier Journal. It was a Courier Journal. Okay. This week with Trump, man, I have never seen. It's how many different stories? At least 5 stories a week. Some newspaper article makes up, and it sounds so real at first. They drop it in the afternoon. All the pundits talk about it all evening long. Stephen Colbert gets on it, you know, and they turn it into a real mess. And in the morning, in the light of day, after a little time of thought, you start saying, "Are y'all stupid? Why do we keep falling for this? We're like Lucy in the football with Charlie Brown, you know. Every night it's another one, and I expect Democrats to fall for fantasy. But please, one of the things that made me want to be a Republican is that we were smart. You know, maybe we weren't the most courageous ones in the world, but we were smart, you know. And we knew a lie when we heard it, but all of a sudden here, you know, you hear one day that there's a memo that said somebody calls a reporter with a memo and reads the memo to the reporter over the phone. Reporter ain't seen the memo, hasn't had a chance to check it out and make sure it's legitimate. Just takes it and writes a story that goes nationwide because it was, what was it, the New York Times or the Washington Post? Both of them did wrong this week. Both of them made up some stuff this week. It's always the same formula. There's never any proof of anything. They just sit there and say it authoritatively. You have news readers who have spent their entire lives first in high school and college and so forth, learning how to lie with immediacy and complete believability. And we sit up here and listen because they look so good and they sound so good, and they make it sound, it's so sincere that we believe that's the truth, you know. Yeah. And then you find out a couple of, you know, just by thinking about it, wait a minute, it's just an email that came over the transom in the middle of the night to a guy who was probably half asleep from somebody hiding in a shadow in what used to be an old phone booth 40 years ago. And why are we believing this? You know, I expect liberals to believe it. You know, my friends on WLOU on Saturday morning, I know they loved it. You know, but my friends at 970 and so many people out here want to call in and go after Trump because of this latest thing we heard. Come on now. Help me, Jesus. Glory. You know, we need you. If my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray. I swear it'll happen. He'll do it. He'll take care of it. We got to go. 970 a.m. The Answer. Be right back. Well, if you want to give us a call, 571-0970. Area code 502-571-0970. My friend Zach just mentioned to me about all the people that were so crazy about Comey, and then when he did during his little action in his dibbling and dabbling, you know, to a degree, I think the way he did it was he gave Hillary an out from being prosecuted, but he kept dropping enough breadcrumbs so the voters could read the breadcrumbs and realize that there's something wrong with this woman and we shouldn't vote for her. So I give him a little credit for that. Other than that, I've just about had enough of him, and I think everybody else has too. And everybody was crying for him to be fired, Republicans and Democrats, until President Trump fired him. Then something's wrong with him firing him. Everybody can fire the man but you, and he's the only one that can. That's stupid. Yeah, if that was your idea, if that's the way you felt about it, everybody could fire him but him, he's the only one that could. And that's kind of stupid. Doc Simon, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not messing with your show. But, you know, we had better get it together. We'll end up with 4 or 8 years of being responsible for what happens in the government. And everybody will look at it and say, ain't no point never voting for a Republican again. We got to move. We've got to do things. We need to get the tax bills written. I think we need to also try to build up an idea for a flat tax or fair tax, whatever your choice is. But this complicated system we have now is one of the problems that we're having, even between people even getting along. Our tax system literally pits one class of American against another class of American. And and to a large degree, it's the root of a lot of animosity of one layer of our culture and another, one race or another. Because because you have one race that feels like they're pouring out all the money to support the other race or races. You know, and this is America. This is a country where race was more important than water for 250 years. And then for another year is under Jim Crow. We have grown quite a bit in these last 50 years. But when you have a tax system that pits racial groups against each other, pits economic groups against each other, classes against each other, we need to get back to that business of removing the things that are destroying us and separating us. We have eight. If we do this right, we'll get a total of 8 years. And if we do it right, we'll get more. But we have to return some conservative values back to our culture. You can't talk to Trump and expect him to be a purist, you know, because purists, actually, trust me, don't come from New York City, okay? By this time, New York City has been the county seat of socialism in America for a long time. Okay, you still got people that got rent control apartments from the 1940s, and they pass them down family member to family member because the rents on those can't be raised on those apartments. But they've learned how to work with it. They live with it. You know, they live with the highest tax rates of city government, and yet you have this guy come out who's such a good businessman that he's figured out that we're doing a whole bunch of stuff wrong. And even though some of those things will go against his own personal interest, he's ready to get rid of some of this bad tax policy. Let's get together and work on this. You're not going to get another Eisenhower anymore. Eisenhower was a man of his time. We don't have the stresses in our culture that produce the man of such character and integrity, you know, to the point where literally somebody asked him, how do you get men to go to have faith in your plans and your ideas to go and fight and die for you? And he says, I don't. He says, I get them to understand and believe that what I want is what they want. That's a paraphrase of it. One call. Ooh, I got somebody. David, how you doing, sir?
Yes, Rick, thanks for taking my call today. I'm really wondering about just the state of things just in this country right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole picture in general of the way our communities are going. Is it to where we're just getting so strongly divided that just, you know, a lot of things are going to be made up with all these, you know, newspapers, with this Donald Trump and this, the Democrats not accepting that Trump won the election.
So right. Can you hold on?
The media is going to make stories
you hear that music, we'll come back to you as soon as the break ends. This is 970 AM The Answer. We'll be right back, David. There's something I forgot to mention when we were talking about Comey. Zach and I were talking about the only person who never did waver on Comey and whether he was a good thing or a bad thing or a good guy or a bad guy was Rand Paul. And it seems to me, I think we need to notice this. Rand Paul doesn't jump with every wind of doctrine. And whether you agree with him or not, you know, once he's committed to a thing, he pretty much sticks to it. If he changes his mind, he explains his reason, and he don't run away from it. And he's like a pond with a bunch of lily pads with frogs sitting on them. Everybody else, when the water gets rough, you know, they start, you know, slipping and sliding and sliding off and trying to climb back on. And should they stay off in the water? Should they climb on? And you're looking, Rand Paul's just sitting on the lily pad. You don't get moved a lot. So anyway, how you doing, David? Are you
back? I am right here, Rick. Right. Thanks for taking my call this afternoon.
No problem.
It seems like there's just so much going on just everywhere. It's just hard to, you know, give anybody a chance. It's like they don't want to give Donald Trump any chance at anything.
Nope. I hear you.
I figure, I know Donald Trump was not my choice, but I figure, you know, we'll just do what we can. Know that our political system, the way it works, we have cycles and things work that way. And,
right.
You know, the only thing that scares me is that right now, the way it's going, I'm hearing Democrats that are, and I guess it reports on certain, you know, news media like MSNBC and CNN that's talking about impeachment and, you know, going back to Watergate with Richard Nixon. I mean, it's just getting out of hand.
With, you know, we had this week, we had the special counselor.
Robert Mueller?
Robert Mueller. I'm trying to think of his title. Well, I think it's special counsel.
Right.
And he's going to be running around.
Was it Chuck Schumer that yelled for that when James Comey was fired?
We should remember Lawrence Walsh and his abuse of the system. Ken Starr was a great one, and then he was in too long. Patrick Fitzgerald, who went after Scooter Libby and locked him up for absolutely nothing. You know, they have to send somebody to jail to justify their position and their millions of dollars that they're given to spend. And when they get done, it takes a man or woman of excellent character to just step back and say, we investigated this and we found no crime. One of the things that really bothers me about this situation with Trump, when you actually, most of the stuff they're accusing him of, all the stuff they're accusing him of, if you actually break it down, there is no crime there. If there was a crime for going after Bill Clinton,
right.
there was an abuse of a sexual abuse of an underling. And I hate to use that word underling, but he's a superior and she's not inferior. I'm in trouble now. Help. But you know what I mean? He was her boss, you know, the intern.
Right.
And she's 20 or 21 years old. And then when he was asked about that, he lied. When he was asked about Paula Jones, he lied, which was the whole case where that sprang from, the Paula Jones case. And all he had to do was just tell the truth and not cover anything up, and it would have gone away. He perjured himself before Congress. He perjured himself in giving oath for the depositions for the Paula Jones case. Those were underlying crimes for investigation. Richard Nixon, you know, the dude was covering up. He was obstructing justice from the Watergate break-in. There was actually a crime. There was actually a burglary performed to appoint a special counsel to do nothing more than to go fishing. They might as well have an unlimited budget because every time they ask for more money, they always get it. You know,
I just wonder how long is this special counsel that, you know, the investigation of the election about the Russian collusion that Democrats are claiming.
Yeah.
Is this going to be just through the whole Trump presidency or to the next election?
They're doing
everything. Eventually the Democrats are going to take Congress back.
Not a guarantee. We have to have faith on the fact that they have been lying to us about the Tea Party for the last 4 or 5 years. The Tea Party's done. The Tea Party's weak. The Tea Party this. The Tea Party that.
Party had people from everywhere. You didn't just have
exactly.
For
and
some
reason.
And they have the Tea Party is labeled as a Republican movement, though.
No,
right?
It's not. It's not completely a Republican. I mean, it's a conservative movement, but
right.
You still got conservatives in the Democrat Party, and they know they don't have a home there.
One time I was.
Hang on, I want to make a point. Let me make a point. I'm trying to make a point. The Tea Party was never defeated. The Tea Party, the media always tried to paint the Tea Party like it was a Democrat Party or a Republican Party, and they got beat because they stopped. You know, being out where the media could see them, okay? And the media never did take part, never did come and cover very often any Tea Party events that I was ever at, okay? But the Tea Party is like a child raised with a great deal of self-confidence. And what you say about them don't matter. They stay, they stick, they don't have to go to a meeting every week to understand what they believe to be right and wrong. And that is the Republican base. And if the Republican Party actually understood their base, they would not fear the media. They would not fear the left. They would not fear the Democrat Party. And they would not worry about being friends with them and going to having a cocktail party with them, you know, because they have a strong enough base that as every throughout the last 4 years, everything said the Republicans were going to lose, all the pundits, because they were basing it on all of these surveys. And all of these surveys were always coming up rosy for the Democrats.
Except
for the surveys that actually counted. The actual survey that counted is on every election day. And boom, boom, boom. The base made itself known. And the Republicans need to stop being afraid of their base and begin to realize they have the winning combination to do all the things the Republican Party always says it wants to do.
Right, and it just seems like the Republican Party just has these divisions, though, and that's what's really frustrating.
That's what I'm speaking against. Wake up and realize you have power that you are so used to not having that you convince yourself you don't have it.
Right.
You know how to swim. You were taught how to swim when you were 10 years old. You know the right things and the right way to go about things, but you've never been on a boat that was sinking. Now you're 50 years old. And you go to the pool, you know how to swim. Now you're worried you're going to drown? No, it's in you. You already know. Just be who you are. And your base will follow you. But right now, the base ain't following. The base is going to control things because they are tired of being jived and lied to about what you're going to do. So start doing it.
And so the base is watching in the Republican Party.
Exactly.
And they're just not staying with it.
That's right. And I don't want us to be like the Whigs. Because you know, they just went on and said, look, we're going to start our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Republican Party came from. So, anyway, I'll let you say, I talked a long time.
I guess that's going to be it, Rick. Thanks for my time. I guess you got to get on, I guess.
But, okay. Well, I appreciate
you. This afternoon.
God bless you. Thanks for your call. I guess we're running pretty close on time here. Before the end of the show, what I have, about 3 minutes? Okay. Well, if you can call and want to make a point really quick, do it quick, you know. But I really enjoyed working for Dr. Simon, and I'm looking at Zach, and sometimes he hasn't given me any other ugly looks, but I'm wondering if maybe I'm kind of running a little fast sometimes and maybe being a little more, you know, emotional than maybe is called for. But I'm really concerned about us losing this opportunity as conservatives to actually accomplish some of our goals. And if we allow the Democrats to keep controlling our actions, now they control the media and they control themselves and they can say what they want to say, but we have a base that does not believe the foolishness. So act like it and go ahead and do the job. I like what Paul Ryan said the other day after one of those big lies of the day. You know, he said, well, you know, we're working. You know, it sounded to me like as long as they're coming up with a lie of the day, we get to work. We get to actually do stuff. You know, they're not looking at us. Everybody's talking about their lie of the day. So let's remember that. Let's go for what we know. You know, it's like when I played football, you know, when the momentum shifted from the other team to yours, that was a time when you did everything you could. You drubbed them. You got every yard. You got every, you took every point you could while you got Mo on your side, Big Mo, you know, momentum, you know, go get it. Let's go. These guys are on their heels. Let's knock them back. You know, let's roll. You know, let's get it done, score some points. And at the end of the game, we'll look up and America will be greater than it's ever been. I don't go for this be great again because we always great. Okay. I'm tired of that mealy mouth making America. I know I'm going against the platitude, but I mean, we're going to make America great again. America's always great because its people are great. But the people have got to demand from their politicians that, you know, we're no longer accepting you guys going up there and doing what you promise us one thing and do another. You made the promise. And we're going to pay. You're going to pay if you don't come through. And I say that as a Republican, a diehard Republican, a Republican who is loyal to the party. but I'm more loyal to my God. I'm more loyal to the principles by which he has taught me to live. And when you slip up, I got no choice. I'll love you, but I'll be gone because I'm going to follow Jesus. Anyway, on behalf of Dr. Frank Simon and his sidekick, Zach, here, I appreciate you guys for allowing me to come on and fill in for Doc. So I don't know how many seconds I have, but it can't be very many. Marianne, how many seconds I got? I got one. I got a whole minute? Man, somebody call me. I have to vamp for a minute. I thought I'd vamp for three. Oops. Oh, well. I'm not as good as I thought. Well, I keep telling people I pretend to be a professional only in the neighborhood. When I come out here, it's dreadfully visible that I'm not a professional radio guy, you know. But, you know, let's contact our senators and our congressmen. We can make them things, you know, bipartisan. If we can find some Democrats that actually have some character and integrity, get them on too. But, you know, write them, call them, whatever. But Republicans, come on. You know what you said you were going to be. You know what you said you were going to do. And you know you have a base, but it's a base which is the way it's supposed to be. It's the citizens talking to you, telling you what they need. Don't try to slick them. Don't try to trick them. Do the right thing. On behalf of Dr. Frank Simon, this is the Black Heart Conservative. God bless you.